You're with the New Classical FM and The Oasis. My name is Mark Wigmore. Welcome to the program. As promised, a special performance of Bas Sheva, an opera in Yiddish. The opera disappeared for many, many years. It received its revival debut in Berlin last year. It will receive a North American premiere next week as part of the Ashkenaz Festival. And as we mentioned, this is the largest celebration of global Jewish music and culture. And ashkenaz.ca for ticket details. And you're going to want to mark that down because we're going to listen to a moment from it now. Running August 31st through September 2nd at the Glenn Gould Studio, 250 Front Street West. And yes, a special preview this afternoon. Let's listen. From Bas Sheva, an opera in Yiddish. It receives a North American premiere next week as part of the Ashkenaz Festival, North America's largest celebration of global Jewish music and culture, running Wednesday, August 31st, that's a week today, and through Friday, September 2nd, at the Glenn Gould Studio, 250 Front Street West. My name is Mark Wigmore. Ashkenaz.ca for ticket details. You'll want to jot that down. You're with The Oasis here on the New Classical FM. With us this afternoon, it is soprano Jacqueline Grossman, who's been celebrated across this country with the Royal Conservatory and the Banff Opera of late, as well Nate Ben-Hareen, the pianist and vocal coach who has masters from McGill. He's trained and taught all over North America, recently took a residency with Opera Columbus, and tenor Marcel D'Entremont, prize winner with the Atlantic Young Artist Competition, National Music Festival of Canada, and the Worth Vocal Prize at McGill University. He's performed across the country with Against the Grain Theatre and throughout France, and he was named one of the top 30 under 30 in 2020. I want to say a big welcome to all of you. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
We touched on this opera and this performance a little on Monday when your artistic director, Eric Stein, was here. But remind us how this opera came to be here in 2022, because Batsheva, extremely unique in its original release performance nearly 100 years ago, and then it came back. I mean, how was it rediscovered?
Right. The project's originator is a German academic named Dr. Diana Matut. She kind of rediscovered this score after all this time, as you said, and she launched this huge effort to restore it.
I know it was missing a fair amount.
Yeah, it was missing a big chunk of like the most dramatic moments near the end.
No easy task to fill that in. Yeah,
but I think it was also kind of like the most fun part of the opera to rewrite at the same time. So she hired an American composer and klezmer musician, Joshua Horowitz, and a Canadian Yiddishist and author, Michael Wex, to recreate that section of the libretto and recompose that section of the score, as well as to orchestrate the entire thing, which originally was only a piano score.
And as Eric, he pointed out too, I mean, just having a Yiddish opera, just being able to celebrate that next week is sort of its own miracle. And it is wonderful to be able to put something on that sort of disappeared after all this time.
Absolutely. And this is the first time a full Yiddish opera will have been performed in Canada.
That is unbelievable. All right, Jacqueline Grossman, you're our soprano. Tell us what we just heard from you, a little bit what's happening in that moment of the opera.
Sure. So that aria is called Der Treue Vogel, or The Bird of Grief, and it's near the end of the opera, and it's after King David, or Dovid in Yiddish, and Bathsheba's child has died as a sort of divine punishment from God for David, King David's actions. So she's singing about how she's tormented by clouds and grief, and how she's encouraging other birds not to fly with her because of, you know, what happens to those who do.
That sounds like classic opera narrative.
Absolutely. From a soprano.
In so many ways, from a soprano. And by the way, I know this material is, you're working on it and it's new, but just a beautiful performance from yesterday.
Thank you.
So congrats on that. Take us to Glenn Gould Studio a week tonight into next Friday. What's the mood? What is the basic story that is being told in this opera?
It's a biblical story. It's the story of King Dovid, a.k.a. David, who slew Goliath as a lad.
Most of us should know something about that basic story. Yes. So, used often in just basic slices of life.
Yeah, we've heard of him. So this is David later in life, and he becomes enamored with the beautiful Batsheva, a.k.a. Bathsheba, and sleeps with her, even though she's married to Uriah, a.k.a. Uriah. And this is the story of him, sort of the fallout from that moral transgression. And Marcel sings the role of Nosson, or the prophet Nathan, who comes to kind of knocks on David's door and is like, you know, God's mad at you. And David, in response to this, tries to get Uriah to come home and sleep with his wife so that he might think that her baby is actually his, but he refuses as part of his moral code. And then David sort of orchestrates his death by placing him on the front lines of the army.
I think there is a lot of the cloak and dagger of opera that we might be used to, and as well sort of a Shakespearean bent to it there as well. What is the staging? Are you keeping it sort of a minimalist situation, or is it really just to show the music, or are you going to...
It's minimalist, and I want to say that I think one thing that makes it different from a lot of the opera we're used to is kind of how philosophical it is and how much they actually delve into these issues. We're doing it oratorio style, so it's unstaged, but we're having a multimedia presentation that goes along with it and enhances it.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's great. Marcel, I want to get to what we're about to hear from you and maybe get a few words on that, but I thought maybe we could listen to your piece first. This is the Ballade, and this is Marcel Dentormant, and more music from this incredible experience that's happening next week. First time ever in Canada.
Jetzt du hast Gott nicht weit, gewohnt es oben seit bei Seite.
seine Reife geblieben, der Zwiebel hat gehad verlor, a Schäpsel in den Ohr, a Schäpsel in den Ohr. Passiert amol, amol, passiert, der Weg zum reichen Mann verfliert, a Gast in Gott geziert, a Gast in Gott geziert. Was tut der reiche Mann beim Ohrenmann der Schäfer an? Sein Euze, sein Noten, sein Euze, sein Noten. Nennt ihn zu und läuft er weg, sein Schäpsele, sein Kleid verweg, sein Preis von Nacht und Tag, sein Preis von Nacht und Tag. Hat ich Löcher gesehen, also ist es am Morgen, also ist es geschehen.
We are so lucky to be getting a preview here this afternoon of Ba Sheva, the opera in Yiddish. You can see it at the Ashkenaz Festival, North America's largest celebration of global Jewish music and culture, running Wednesday, August 31st, a week today through Friday, September 2nd at the Glenn Gould Studio, 250 Front Street West, ashkenaz.ca for ticket details. Once again, ashkenaz.ca. And Marcel D'Entremont, our tenor here this afternoon, tell us a little bit about what's happening within this opera, what we just heard in your performance there.
Sure. So my character is the role of Nosson, or Nathan. And Nathan is a prophet who is not here to provide any comic relief. He's very serious, and he kind of is, it seems like his singular role in this opera is to remind David how angry God is that he has done bad things. And so in this aria, which is almost like a folk song in many ways, he is talking to David and giving this little parable about how there's a rich man and a poor man. And the rich man, who has so much, takes the one thing that the poor man has, which is his sheep. And David, afterwards, he says, you know, that's terrible, that the rich man should be punished. And Nosson says, you are this rich man who has taken from people who have nothing.
Right.
And, you know, he's yet again another opportunity for him to scold David for his terrible actions.
Talk to us, we were just talking off air while the music was going, that there is a lot of energy with this Ashkenaz Festival right now. Major acts coming in. You've got a chamber ensemble coming in to perform with the opera. You've got major bluegrass acts. You've got klezmer acts coming in from all over North America. So there is a lot of buzz and a lot of energy to this festival as it gets underway next week.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, we don't. It's not just a chamber group coming in. We have an entire orchestra, UCLA Philharmonia. It's international collaboration with them and the Milken Center at UCLA, as well as.
I think of Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. When they come to town, they bring in the tighter version of that orchestra. But that's not what's happening here. You're going full tilt, which is incredible. So that's a wonderful selling point to all this, that you are bringing in such an accomplished and full orchestra to be a part of this as well. To our soprano and our tenor, I mean, how are you feeling as you get to that moment next week where things are, I guess it's a bit of a pressure cooker situation right now.
I think it's a bit of a pressure cooker situation, but it's also really exciting to be in a performance that's a premiere. This is not like a new piece of music that we're showing off for the first time. You know, there's something different about music that's kind of been lost and is now being reborn. And it's kind of like showcasing a piece of history for the first time. And I think there's something really exciting and special about finding music that hasn't been done before but has lived for a long time in this world. And, you know, we have such a short amount of time in many ways to do this. It's kind of like a week from beginning to end.
Right.
But it's really exciting to be a part of something that is Yeah, I think it's kind of like creating history.
Yeah. So unique in our culture and a real unique experience for people here in Toronto. And I always say we're so lucky to be in Toronto where we have access to this. I mean, Jacqueline, final word to you. How are you feeling going into this with a week out?
I feel really excited. I feel like I'm just sort of reiterating what Marcel is saying, but I'll add that as a Jewish person and a Jewish classical musician, that it's just so exciting to be part of the premiere in North America of a piece like this, and that a piece like this is even being put on at all. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, everything Marcel is saying about bringing a piece back to life and also, you know, expanding the classical music canon is absolutely thrilling. I'm really excited.
I'm really excited for the three of you, soprano Jacqueline Grossman, Nate Ben-Hurin, and tenor Marcel D'Entremont. It has been an absolute pleasure, and I wish you all the luck in the world with this, and thank you for being here this afternoon.
Thanks so much.
Once again, Wednesday, August 31st, a week today through Friday, September 2nd, at the Glenn Gould Studio. Nice space for it, 250 Front Street West, ashkenaz.ca for ticket details. My name is Mark Wigmore. You're with The Oasis here on the New Classical FM. Lots more to get to, but a check on the commute.